views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you are listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. And for the next hour, we will cover some topics from the Knowledge Book. And this week, we will talk about the Knowledge Book Council Program, what it is, what the requirements are, and how it works. You've heard me mention this once or twice before in the previous broadcast, so now we'll go a little bit more in-depth as to what is going on. All right, so the council. A council is a group of three people, and these are friends who want to study the knowledge book and to follow the cosmic program called a Council of Three, and what they do is they get together on any Tuesday and form the council. And afterwards, they meet every Tuesday at the same time that they had gotten together the first time, and they study one chapter of the knowledge book in sequence. So the first week, they'll cover fascicle one. Second week, they will cover fascicle two. Third week, fascicle three, and so on down the line. And in this way, they will be continuously attracting the frequency of the knowledge book, and through the magnetic field that they form and maintain, they will reflect these energies horizontally to the surrounding area. When the more the councils that we have in a particular country, then the knowledge book's influence will be stronger as far as broadcasting those energies coming through the knowledge book. And what that does is combats, it fights the negativities in the surrounding area and in the council members themselves, and it wakes up the people in the surrounding area, and including the council members as well, it wakes them up to their life mission. The stronger the magnetic field is, the larger the magnetic field is, then the greater the reflection that takes place to the surrounding area. Now, besides the three individuals who read the knowledge book together every Tuesday, that's one of their responsibilities. They have other responsibilities. One of the other ones is giving out the introductory material about the knowledge book. These are the chapters, fascicle 1, fascicle 20, and fascicle 25. And they give these to a new friend or someone they've known before every week on a day that they choose. They also have the responsibility of completely copying the knowledge book in their own handwriting in the first 62 weeks of them studying together. And this is usually done one chapter a week, one fascicle a week, from the time that the council started that council. So, okay, so you have 62 weeks from the first week that the friends got together to study the knowledge book. Now, once you've successfully finished all these tasks in the first 62 weeks of the council, then from the 63rd week onward, Then that council, by that time, has become a solar teacher, meaning each one of the individuals has become a solar teacher by reading together for 62 weeks, by completely finishing writing the knowledge book in 62 weeks. Then they would sign each other's notebooks after they all had finished after 62 weeks. They become solar teachers, and on the 63rd week, the following Saturday, they would open up a focal point on Saturday. And this is where each one of them, as solar teachers, would read the entire fascicle to members of the public, starting again with the chapter one, fascicle one. And after they had been open for 30 days, after the focal point has been opened for 30 days, then they need to register, each one of the solar teachers, six people who are then called petals. They need to register each a flower and study with that flower every Friday on some time that they decide. And they also continue doing their study meetings on Tuesdays, and they continue giving out mission day fascicles on their conscious mission day, which is what it is called. And then on the last Sunday of each month, the solar teachers, when there is enough of them in the city, they get together for a meal of friendship. And this is a friendship meal where all the solar teachers cook their own food at home, get together on that Sunday on some place that they decide, and they just hang out together every Sunday, enjoy each other's foods, food that they bring. And this particular program, where the councils reflect horizontally in the local area, the meal of love or the meal of friendship, that reflection of friendship and love is actually reflected to the entire country. And they also study the working ordinances file on one Sunday of the month. Okay, so let's review one more time. The council gets together, so three people get together. They decide to form a council with each other. They start meeting on a Tuesday, start reading from fascicle one on a Tuesday, and proceed sequentially through the knowledge book and reading in 62 weeks. They then start writing the knowledge book, copying the knowledge book in their own handwriting for the next 62 weeks. And they give out mission day fascicle on whatever day they have chosen to be their conscious mission day. After they have successfully finished this 62-week program, which is called basically the solar teacher training period, because you are learning how to read and to explain whatever the content of that chapter is, they then become solar teachers and open up a focal point open to the public. And they continue with their usual responsibilities of meeting on Tuesdays, giving out mission day fascicles. And they no longer need to write the knowledge book, but they need to find six people, register each, six people each. And they need to register that flower on a Saturday within 30 days of them opening up that focal point. So that's it in a nutshell. What are the requirements? Anyone can be in a council as long as you're over 18 and if this is something that you would like to do. Who are usually the people who form a council? They listen to their essence. Those are the individuals who somehow found out about the knowledge book, and whatever what is being said to them, whatever they heard, whatever they read, whatever piece that they read, whether it was the introductory conference that they went to or the fascicles that they received on their conscious mission day, or they picked up someone else's fascicles that they and they read them and something rang inside them and they remembered who they are and what they have promised to do in this lifetime. So those are the individuals that there is no such thing as a written test that you need to pass in order to come into a council. It is all based on that individual's decision and that individual's essence calling to be in this program. And the essence calls you because you have previously fulfilled your requirements and finishing your religious training in the religious dimension. You have done all that. You've done that homework. You passed those tests. And now you are ready to go into the knowledge book and then share this with other people. So this is a very simple program. Anyone can do it. There's no rigid requirements where, you know, you have to show a certain amount of IQ or you have to show a certain amount. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. It is basically you, your essence, calling you to do this. And as long as your essence is calling you to do this, then you will find whatever ways that you need to do to make sure that you do it. So that's the way it is. And now, I think now, after we've described what a council is and what it does, there are lots of questions about the council program. And maybe this is a good time to go into a break. And so let me remind you that you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. And when we come back, we will go into maybe more detail into the council program through the questions that we received about this program. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back and we'll get into the questions about the council program.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And And hello, we're back on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. And right now we are going to address listener questions about the council program. And please remember that as we're going through these questions, you could always text new questions to us using number 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035 for any additional questions that you may have as they pop into your head as you're listening to this. Now, they won't necessarily be answered on the broadcast. They will if we have time. However, we will cover those questions on a subsequent broadcast. Okay, so the number one question. The council members read on Tuesdays. Is this like a reading club, but you're only reading the knowledge book? Well, actually, it's not like the reading club, because in a reading club, everyone reads the book individually, and they read the entire book, and then they come into a one-time meeting about that book, and they discuss, have opinions about it, discuss what they thought was going on, draw some lessons from it maybe. And so the knowledge book is not like a reading club. This is not a one-time read. You read the knowledge book on your own, come back and discuss it. Because this is a more or less a formal structure for this meeting. Because right now in a council, we're trying to build and then maintain and strengthen our magnetic field as a council. So where in a reading club, you may have a meeting sometimes on a Friday, sometimes on a Sunday, sometimes on any other day of the week, you will always have your council meetings on a Tuesday. And you'll have your council meetings at the time that the three of you had decided to meet. Meaning, depending on your schedules, depending on the traffic in your area, depending on how long it takes you to get to the meeting, you may decide to have a meeting, let's say, 7 o'clock in the morning. Or you could decide to have a meeting sometime, maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or 9 o'clock, or actually 8 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening. The time that you choose depends on you, on the three people in that group, depending on their schedules, depending on what is the best time for them to meet. And we allocate at least 2.5 hours for the meeting. Sometimes it takes a shorter time, sometimes it takes us a longer time, but we allocate more or less 2.5 hours. So we do not recommend starting out a meeting later, let's say, than 8:30 in the evening, okay? Because we need to finish by midnight. Now, so we read on Tuesdays, and how is this reading done? Basically, each council member reads one section of that chapter that is being covered on that particular week. And we go round robin in a clockwise rotation. So every person reads, in other words, the three people read a section, next one reads a section, next one reads a section, until the entire fascicle has been read. And what that does is bring down the energies of that fascicle into the magnetic field. And then the person who read the first section will try to give their viewpoint as to what they understood that first section meant. And then the other two maybe have a different viewpoint, and they will state their viewpoint. And believe it or not, it is when you hear someone else give an explanation about a particular section that the other people who are listening, all of a sudden I found myself in more than once, thinking to yourself, my goodness, I never thought of something like that meaning something like this. It is kind of opens up your eyes to a different viewpoint, and where you yourself come in, think having your own thought patterns, having your own knowledge, having your own way of perceiving things, all of a sudden you have a different viewpoint that's being expressed, and it kind of gives you an impetus to start thinking and trying to figure out who's closer, or maybe you're both right on the right track, but we just have a different aspect of it. So each one reads, then each one explains. And then what happens? Afterwards, we have a short, when everything is finished, and the only person whose voice is heard is the person who is reading or explaining. And what that does is it took the energy of that fascicle, brought it into the magnetic field, and then that energy is then reflected through your magnetic field to the surrounding area. Afterwards, after you finish reading and explaining, we have a little tea break. We have a little mini friendship meal. We have some cookies or fruit or whatever, and we talk regular conversation, world conversation, catch up on family, catch up on this, catch up on the other, and then we all leave the room, and that's it. Our work for Tuesday meeting is finished. And you do the same process the following Tuesday on the next chapter, and we continue onward like that. So the knowledge book is not a reading club type of situation. It is a book that's read during a magnetic field where that knowledge becomes closer to you because the energies are closer to you, and you then are able to understand things that you could not understand while you were outside of this magnetic field. So question number two, what steps do you need to take in order to become a CO3? Actually, not really, because when you were born, you were already ready to accomplish everything that you had wanted to accomplish for yourself in this current lifetime that you have. In other words, you come in completely having, if I could use the analogy of a cell phone, you come in completely in with the hardware that the cell phone has and the software that you need in order to operate that hardware. Everything comes in, you come in pre-wired, and all the activities, all the experiences that you've had up until the time that you've got in contact with the knowledge book and someone approached you or you yourself had the idea of coming into a knowledge book and form a council have perfectly prepared you for that work. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I find myself back in 2008, in Istanbul, Turkey, in a meeting with Mrs. Çırak and others who had come in from around the world who were involved with the knowledge book. That was my first time there. And Mrs. Çırak asked, you know, Marge, can you form a council in New York City? My essence said, okay, I'll try it, not knowing anything about a council or anything that's going on. And then my brain kicked in and said, well, okay, fine. But what is a council? And I don't know anybody. How does this get accomplished? But over time, I learned what that is. And over time, I did form a council in New York City. And the process was not that difficult. So as whatever you need, however you need it. And then now, as my responsibilities within the council evolved, it turns out that anything and everything that I had done in my entire lifetime, whether it was cooking, whether it was Excel spreadsheet, whether it was my work in information technology, project management, whatever it is that I was doing previously, I found I am using all those skills that I had learned previously in here. So everyone is perfectly ready for this through the work that they have done previously in their lifetime. And again, like I had mentioned previously, this is not a test that you need to take. This is something that your essence decides because you feel that it is right for you at this point. How long will I need to be in this program is question number three. Well, this is a commitment. It's a lifetime program, but you had come in having promised to do this work. And then when I was thinking about this lifetime commitment, oh my goodness, lifetime commitment. That's a big one. But then I started thinking, what else in my life is a lifetime commitment? Well, number one, I have to breathe. If I stop breathing, there goes my life. That's a lifetime commitment. I need to eat. If I don't eat, if I don't drink water or liquids, then that's the end of me as well. And the other thing is, you have to somehow earn a living. that's also a lifetime commitment. For you to be able to continue breathing and eating and drinking, you have to have the wherewithal to be able to afford to do these things. You also have to have a shelter in order for you to be able to, you know, live, in order for you to be able to get all the other things. So when it comes to a lifetime commitment, we've already committed to everything else. This is actually one of the easier parts of the commitments that we have as far as keeping ourselves alive on this world platform and being successful on this world platform. So basically, you do this program until you cannot do this program anymore, meaning until your last breath. Okay. Question number four. Well, you know, I always take the vacation during the year. I take a three-year vacation. I mean, a three-week vacation. What happens then? Well, basically, even though we work every Tuesday, we meet every Tuesday. However, we do have leave days, meaning we have time that we can take off. And we, even though we are physically not there, we do... the system does connect our auras to the two people that are remaining or the one person that is remaining. And the three people's auras are always connected to that magnetic field and are present there. However, wherever you are in the world, your obligation to give out a mission day fascicule on your conscious mission day stays in place. So wherever you are, whether you're in, you know, wherever you are on vacation, you need to give out a mission day fascicule at that point. Okay. Number six. I received a question at one point, you know, and this was like maybe 7 months into the fact, into her being in a council. And she calls me and asks me, well, you know, Marge, I've already given all the fascicules to all the family and friends that I had. Now what? And I was a little surprised because it was quite a long time, you know, since the inception of their council. But then I said, well, you know, you're now in a position I was at the very beginning, because I didn't have anyone to give fascicles to at the beginning. So you meet someone. On your conscious mission day, you are connected to the mission dimension. And depending on where you are, as far as your magnetic field, your evolution, consciousness, and energy and frequency level is, somehow throughout that day, you will either meet someone or you will think about finding someone to mail a fascicle to. But somehow throughout that day, there will be an occasion for you to give a fascicle to someone. I remember one occasion, my mission day is Sunday. I remember one occasion of me wanting to go into the city to accomplish a particular task. I was mad at myself because I had to do other things in between, and I couldn't leave as early as I wanted to. And so I wound up being in the city maybe around 6 o'clock in the evening or 5 o'clock in the evening, as opposed to being in the city at 1 o'clock in the evening. I mean, not in the evening, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I would find myself in the city at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And lo and behold, we're crossing the street. I had no particular person in mind except where I was going to run an errand. I had a plan of giving the fascicle to someone there. However, I found myself crossing the street with someone like three times in a row. Now, that's too much of a coincidence, and we were both laughing at the fact that, you know, we're crossing the street at the same time. We somehow had met up and going in the same direction. So I started talking to him, and it turns out he only came into the city once a month. He only came into the city on the once a month, and this was his time to come into the city. And this is where I met him, and I came into the city completely unplanned, because I had planned to be there at 1 as opposed to at 5. But I was there when he was there. He had just arrived and was just enough time for me to give him the fascicule, and everything was taken care of. So the entire point is, somewhere along in time, you will either remember someone that you think you can give the fascicle to, or you will meet someone throughout the day as you're going throughout the day, and that mission will be accomplished. Another question that we have is this: what happens if you get sick? What happens if you need to take care of a family member who is sick? Well, that's okay. If you are sick, then hopefully you won't be sick for long. But again, we have enough time for you to get sick. If it's a short illness, that's not a problem. It's like just going away on vacation. Or if you are seriously ill, in which case, then you can take some time off. And in the meantime, since the work in the council needs to continue, the two people in the council will find another member to replace you. And then when you get well, you will find two other people and you'll start a new council. So that's taken care of. The same thing is the situation as when you need to take care of a family member. You get set aside a certain amount of time. Again, someone will be substituted to take your place in the council to do the weekly meetings or focal point meetings if you're that in that point in time, in that time of development of your council. And you will take care of your family member. And when you are ready and are within the time that you have taken off, then you will find two other people and you will find a new council and everything will continue as before. Another question. I'm writing on my own. I started to write before I joined the council. Do I need to write again when I become a member of a council? And this is where the old rules or the old guidelines have changed, where before, if you had written on your own, you did not have to write again when you joined a council or formed a council. However, now, with the emphasis being on making sure that the magnetic field that we are building, which is our own, and the magnetic field of the council is stronger, the members who are coming together as a council need to write, even in spite of the fact that I have finished writing, because they are joining together and are being connected to the same magnetic field. In other words, when you're writing individually, you are developing your own magnetic field. However, when you're writing in a council, you are being connected to and merging with the other two's magnetic field, so you need to write again. Okay? Then we had another question that says, well, you know, I'm actually planning to move in another year. Maybe I should hold off forming a council. What happens to the council when I leave? And what do I need to do? Because I still want to continue in this program. But, you know, my job is moving. I need to move. Or my husband or my significant other or my wife or whoever needs to move and I need to move with them. What happens then? Well, if you need to move, you move. Again, you would find a replacement for yourself in your council. And then when you move to the other location where you will be going, then you'll form your own council there. And you'll find people that will be perfectly suited for you in that location. And you will continue your work in the new location. And in this way, spreading the knowledge book aura to different locations. And again, now we have questions about flowers. We have questions about flowers. And one of the questions is, when do the council members need to register their flower? Okay, when they have finished reading together for the first 62 weeks that they are together, then on the 63rd week, when they have finished reading Supplement 7, because that's the last chapter of the book, Supplement 7, when they had finished reading that particular chapter, that following Saturday, they will register a council. And they will invite, register a focal point. And they will invite to that registration meeting friends, family, those they have given fascicles to, those who haven't given fascicles to, you invite them to that meeting. You register that focal point, reflection focal point, and either that Saturday or 4 Saturdays afterwards, you would need to register, each one of the solo teachers would need to register 6 people as their flower. Now, these flowers are registered all together, meaning someone wants to register the best is for all solar teachers to register the flower at the same time. If that cannot be done, then each one of the solar teachers would register at their particular, but register all six people at the same time. So, and by the time that you've gotten to the fourth week after the registration Saturday, you would have 18 petals, three flowers, 18 petals, plus the three solar teachers in a focal point, and that becomes a perfect medium for reflection to the entire city. And that medium of reflection allows the cosmos, allows the system to scan the city and look and see who is living where, who is doing what, and they gauge and they assess each individual in the city, and in which case then the system guides individuals to the location where they would be most suited, where they would be most happy. They guide them to the job that they would be most suited for them. And the city is helped with all kinds of means. So this is a perfect way of helping the city in an easy way, meaning the people that are in that room on a Saturday, they're basically sitting, listening to someone read a fascicle as they're following in their own copy of that fascicle that is being read. Then the fascicle is explained by the solar teacher during that time. And there again, they're listening and maybe have a question. Then there's a time when they put in writing whatever questions they may have. And there's a time for those questions to be answered during the focal point. And during that entire time when someone is just, and then we have some kind of a light tea service, some light snacks. And we hang around, we talk to each other, have a good time. A lot of times people don't want to leave because it's such a good feeling when you've had a really good focal point, or just having a focal point, you wind up feeling very, very good and happy. Nobody wants to leave. Everybody wants to stick around and hang out with each other. So we have a good time. And this is, in an easy way, helping the city and helping other individuals in the city that we don't even know. So it becomes an easy way for us to alleviate and to counteract the negativities that are being produced by that city, and to enable those individuals in the city to more quickly go through their evolutions, to be able to learn the lessons that they need to learn more quickly, and therefore wake up quickly and be able to fulfill the mission they had assigned themselves before they came here. How are councils formed from flowers? Actually, at this point, we don't know. Since the flower program for the councils is a brand new program, it was announced to us only at the latter part of last year in 2016, and it was implemented at the beginning of Cosmic Year 2017, which was February. This is when we were supposed to register our flowers. So this is a new program, and with a new program, things are changing, things are evolving, so we won't know what will happen and how councils will be formed, or if they will be formed, at the end of the 62 week of a flower. Then we have another question that says, it's more of a statement, I'm a very busy person. I've got this to do, I've got that to do, I've got the other two, I've got this responsibility, I've got a huge job, I'm always working overtime. How am I going to fit this into my life? Well, as with everything, when there is a will, there is a way. And depending what you feel is important to your life, and we know when we look back at our lives that whenever we really wanted to get something and really wanted to do something, we did it. We found a way to do it. And then what happens? Once you prioritize what is important, what is less important in your life, then maybe, you know, going to the movies or whatever, or you know, watching TV, then becomes less important than coming to a focal point. It becomes less important than coming to a council meeting, or becomes less important than doing your writing if you're a flower, if you're a petal. And you prioritize. You do everything that you need to do to get what you want done. And as far as the time that's spent in writing, to me, I found that the writing of the knowledge book was the closest relationship to the knowledge book that I had. And even though it took up time, and even though it took some effort and some discipline on my side to make sure that I finished and ensure that I accomplished what I needed to accomplish, once I stopped writing, once I finished writing, I missed it. And the feeling is completely different. And you will find over time that as you are writing, you are feeling much, much better. You're getting stronger. You may feel tired from time to time as those energies are changing your body. The same thing happens in a council. You may be tired from time to time as those energies are entering your body, revitalizing your body, regenerating you. However, that work is done for you. You don't have to worry about sitting and trying to change your DNA sequence or trying to accomplish, you know, helping the city in some way. This book has the power of 1,000 other people working in meditation to accomplish something. Okay. And again, what are the requirements needed to be in a council, to form a council? Basically, it is your essence that calls to you. It is your essence that decides that it is something that you want to accomplish from right now. There is no pressure that can be applied on anyone. There is no forcing of anything. There is no imposition on anyone. Basically, you want to write the book, you will write the book. If you want to read the book, you will read the book. If you want to go into a council, you will go into a council. If you want to form a council, you will do that as well. This is something that is done based on your own essence, based on your own volition. What I want personally for everyone that I know to be in a council and working this program, of course. But at the same time, I have no authorization, and neither do the celestial authorities that are helping us all along to force us into anything. I mean, sometimes, you know, there is a section in the knowledge book where I think it was Mustafa Malal who's talking to Mrs. Chirag, giving her a message to Mevlana. And he says, "We know you, Mevlana. If you had your way," and I'm paraphrasing, if you had your way, you would put humanity in your pocket and take them to the firmament." Sometimes I'm thinking, gee, what's wrong with that plan? I wouldn't mind being put in a pocket and go. But at the same time, when I think about it, would I have earned that right? Would I feel okay being on the other side and not having accomplished it on my own? Because there are so many beautiful qualities that we get to, that we accomplish while doing these programs. Eventually, you build a strong personality. Eventually, you build a sense of responsibility. You become more disciplined. You are able to work with others and accept others much more easily and quickly. So it doesn't become like a forced being kind to others or working with others. It just happens. It just happens. And it happens because all these energies and frequencies that you are absorbing and you're allowing to come in through the programs that you do with the knowledge book. Okay, so now we have some other positive results of being in a council and doing this work, or being in a flower and doing that work. So people wake up faster in the surrounding area. They go through their evolutions faster in the surrounding area. The CO, the council members themselves, get stronger bodies. They get healthier systems. And again, I will repeat that these programs, all the programs associated with the knowledge book, builds strong personalities, builds responsibility, builds discipline and maturity over time. And we learn to work together to accomplish a goal. And the council, when you become part of a council, you are no longer an individual. It is not, you are now one piece of a totality. And the cosmos sees those three individuals as one magnetic field and one totality with three poles. Okay? So we are a totality. We are a unit. There is no such thing as leaders and followers. There are no such things. And even though we are called solar teachers, or those who have accomplished that solar teacher training period of first 62 weeks in a council, even though we're called solar teachers, we are not here to teach. We are not here basically as those individuals who say, this is the truth, and you've got to believe what I say or else. That is not the case. All we do is present a viewpoint at that particular point in time that reflects our understanding at that particular point in time, which could be absolutely wrong. However, once that comes out of our mouth, it becomes the listener's responsibility to then say, okay, that doesn't sound quite right. That's not quite how I understood it. In which case, it becomes a quest opportunity for that individual who has listened and that individual who has spoken, because sometimes something will come out of my mouth that doesn't quite ring correctly as far as my own mind is concerned. Then I start researching. After I finish, I go in and start going into the knowledge book and trying to figure out and see what and where and how it actually does work. And in the end, I find the truth. And in the end, the person who's listening also finds the truth. So it becomes an opportunity. So we are each other's, both teachers and students and leaders and followers, but we take not even take turns. We do not have the authorization to force anyone into anything. And we are those, the knowledge book says, we are of those who learn while teaching. So everyone is on the learning curve. We're all a work in progress. None of us is perfect. However, we all have fun going on this road of evolution together. Okay, so there was another question here. And that is, what do you do in a focal point? Well, first of all, everyone comes in at the prescribed time. We kind of all sit around for a while and catch up on what we had done the week before. So I can only go with what we do here. And any new person comes in, and then we introduce everyone to each other so we all know each other. And eventually, when it comes time to start the focal point, in our case, now we will be starting at 7 p.m. as opposed to 7:30. Turned out to be easier for everyone to get here and to leave earlier. So we're starting at 7:30 right now. So we go through the solar teacher that's in charge that week, being the giving the conference that week, reads the entire fascicle from beginning to end, then goes back and explains the fascicle from beginning to end. Then we ask for any questions that someone may have had about that fascicle. And we answer those questions to the best of our ability. Then anyone who has come to the focal point for the first time, we ask them to introduce themselves and say anything about how they got to that point. And then we have a light meal together, we lock the aura, and then we all hang out and have a good time until everybody then leaves to on their particular, 10 o'clock express train or whatever it is. People leave and go to their business, and we all leave feeling happy. We all leave feeling good because that's how the aura and the work in the aura makes everyone feel. Same thing happens in a council meeting. Same thing happens in a flower meeting. We all have a good time. Why come to a focal point? What is the purpose? Well, the focal point works depending on how many people there are present. So in a council meeting, it is only the three people that could be present. That becomes a private meeting for the three individuals who are there, who are part of the council. No other individual should be in that room to protect and to build the aura. However, in a focal point, the more visitors there are, the greater the power of reflection will be, because the larger number of people in the room, the stronger the aura will be and the greater the reflection that will take place. So more people, more reflection takes place. And the stronger reflection takes place. And once we reach the critical number of 21, then the cosmos steps in, scans the city. So it is very important for us to have 21 people in a focal point. And even if the person cannot come to the focal point because they have another appointment, they have a wedding, they have, you know, some kind of a reason not to be there, they do connect with us. They give us a call. And in which case, the person who's a flower or a council member or a solar teacher, their magnetic field is connected. Okay. So what are the results of the focal point studies? Number one, the city is scanned. And people are guided to locations, to jobs, situations that best fit their capacities. And both those individuals or all the individuals in the city and the city itself is helped. And when those individuals who attend the focal point come in, just like the individuals who are in a council meeting, and just like the solar teacher who is reading and explaining, and when a question is asked, all of a sudden, both the individuals who are listening to the reading and the explanation or the answer to the question, all of a sudden you make a connection that you couldn't make before. You have an understanding that you didn't have before. About the topic being covered or about the some things that we had a question about, then all of a sudden it clicks. So it's the very fact that you're in the magnetic field that allows you to put two and two together and get the right answer, even if that answer is seven, because this is something that we're learning that's outside of our usual world measuring sticks that we're using. And things work better and you're able to understand what you couldn't understand before. Sometimes it happened to me at the initially, someone asked the question. Initially, I have no idea how to answer that question at all. And then as I began to speak, as I began to think about that topic, the answer came in, the answer clicked in, and all of a sudden I had the answer and I was listening to myself giving the answer that was supposed to be given. So it's amazing how things work within this magnetic field. And then all those individuals who do come in and all those individuals who are guests here, just by sitting here and being and paying attention to what is being said and what is being explained and what they themselves are reading as the solar teacher is reading, they have the opportunity and they have absorbed the energies and the frequencies as much as they can of the fascicle that was being covered on that Saturday. And then wherever they go, they reflect those frequencies to the area that they are in. Now, this is not something that they consciously do, and this is not something that solar teachers consciously do, or those individuals who have been in the program for 20 years consciously do. It automatically gets done because each one of us over time develops a stronger and stronger magnetic field. And when we develop a stronger and stronger magnetic field, then the magnetic field itself attracts people to us. And I know that individuals who have a very strong magnetic field, when they go to give someone a mission day fascicule, other individuals will start talking to them first. Somehow that individual becomes much more friendly, or somehow they are perceived as being much more friendly, then they are approached first, okay? So everything comes in to a good resolution, okay? Then there was another question that came before, and that was, why are all these disasters happening in the United States? Why all the floods? Why all the fires? Why all the tornadoes, the hurricanes happening right now? What is going on? And the answer is this. Number one, there is a magnetic field that is formed around our planet. And that magnetic field is like a tool. And if you know anything about materials, tool is like this material that is used for the in bridal veils. It's this material that lets things through, right? It lets things through. It doesn't completely block anything that's coming at it, okay? So this magnetic field is like the tool. It's got openings in it. And what happens? We generate both positive and negative thoughts. And any thought that is positive, it's got a positive pole, then can go through this magnetic tool, that can go through this magnetic field, and everything is fine. However, anything that has a negative pole, meaning a negative thought, is kept back. It is this negative thought gets reflected right back to the origin of that negative thought. So if you curse someone, it comes back at you. And the person who is actually cursed is yourself. So what's happening? All the countries on this planet are producing negative thoughts, negative vibrations. Those negative vibrations are coming right back to us. So we've incurred negative karma. We need to clean up. We need to pay back this negative karma. So what happens? The earth can no longer absorb this negativity. The earth is boiling from this negativity. So we get these weather, which is our own negativity coming back to us, and that is how we are paying back the karma for this negativity that we produced. So when we are in a council program, and at one point, how do we help the United States? We help the United States by forming councils. We've helped by the United States by opening up focal points, because it is through these energies that are reflected horizontally to the surrounding area that allows to release the negativity, to pay back the karma in a more gentle way, and helps everyone. And it is now time to close, since we have run out of time for this time frame for this show. So just wanted to remind you, text messages to us at 973-787-7035. Our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. We have the regular broadcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on Transformation Talk Radio. Please contact us to schedule a conference in your city to get personal attention and personalized answers to any questions you may have. And one more time, want to remind everyone that humanity's verdict is in humanity's hands. As the Knowledge Book states, and Mrs. Chirac frequently reminds us, you are the ones who will save the world. Till next time, thank you. Take care.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.